This is Chris Whittingham, and you're listening to Yes, Maybe, No.
You're listening to Yes, Maybe, No with Andrew Streeter.
Be afraid. Be very afraid.
And Yeti Blanc.
Give me the handle. Get rid of the handle.
Is this show the best?
Yes, maybe, no!
Welcome back to another episode of Yes, Maybe, No. I am Yeti Blanc.
I am Andrew Streeter.
Good hell, it's been a long time.
Yeah.
Speaking of hell...
What, did you have one?
Dude, I didn't have one. Wow. Do you have one?
No.
Wow.
I can't believe we came to the table without one.
Yeah. I guess we have to end the show now.
Yep. See you guys.
Well, bye, everybody.
Just kidding. Hit the music.
It's time for another round of Who Needs to Go to Hell? On Yes, Maybe, No.
You're good.
Oh, I was waiting for you to tell me who it wasn't sponsored by.
Oh, yeah. 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 Who Needs to Go to Hell is still not sponsored by anyone. Hellman's Mayonnaise, Hell's Kitchen, the TV show, anything. But that's okay. We're still going to bring it to you anyway. Andrew, tell us who needs to go to hell this week.
Yeti, you have adolescent children with access to the internet, correct?
Yeah. I do, sadly.
Are you familiar with Skibidi Toilet?
No, I'm slightly familiar with the whole Skibidi thing. I've not had it adequately translated, nor have I Googled it. But so no Skibidi is a thing, but Skibidi Toilet?
Yeah, look, it brings me no joy to even talk about this for half a second, because just saying the phrase pisses me off so much. Let alone, you know, hearing or...
No cap, bruh.
Yeah. Anyway, basically, it's a guy making animations about singing toilets, fighting an army of people with cameras for heads.
Bet.
And elementary school-aged children seem to be the demographic, I guess. Only because they're the ones who are freaking out about it and giving it billions of views on YouTube, which is why he continues to make episodes of this thing.
And the kids think this is bussin'.
Yes. Yes, they do.
It's pissing my daughter off so bad that I will jokingly use those phrases. And I love it. I love it.
How old is Penny now?
13.
Wow. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
So, of course, she can't stand
yeah,
you.
That is so not Sigma. And I'm like, I said, do you realize that saying things are Sigma is not Sigma at all, bruh?
Oh, my dear heavens. Okay. Anyway, listen. Skibidi Toilet can go back to the fiery chasm from whence it came. I still cannot make heads or tails of this. I read the entire Wikipedia article. I still don't understand what on earth is going on. It's just the worst thing that's ever happened.
So, Skibidi Toilets, why don't you hop Skibidi and jump all the way back to hell?
This has been another round of Who Needs to Go to Hell? On Yes, Maybe, No.
If you want to lose faith in humanity, here's a little stat for you. Skibidi Toilet has amassed over 65 billion views on YouTube. That's just the regular YouTube, right? Like, it's not on YouTube Kids. It's not available there. It doesn't pass the filters or the vibe check. And so, right. I guess it's my fault. It's my fault. I don't, you know, I let them have access to regular YouTube, and this is what I have wrought. And I reap what I sow. Really, it's me. I need to go to hell. Me. It's, you know, the hell I have wrought.
That would go against the go to hell conventions, though, because the only person we are allowed to say can go to hell is Coach K. Everything else is a thing. Remember,
right.
Everything else is things that who need to are who need to go to hell.
You're right. I stand corrected. I stand corrected. Hey, I got a question for you.
Yeah.
What the heck have you been up to?
Well, a lot has happened in the last year plus since we recorded. We did the Now and Then episode. We did record that.
That's true.
But as far as a standard episode of Yes, Maybe, No, you and I have been extra busy doing music this last little bit, especially the last 6 months, but really over the last year, which was cool. We got to hang out in person in Vegas. That was awesome.
It was the best.
I don't love my day job. That hasn't changed. So I've got projects on the way. I'm going to redo my studio. I'm going to try to make like a nice background. And I'm still trying to figure out the design so it doesn't look like a padded cell. Because right now I've got a curtain behind me that's covering up all this insulation padding that I made between some cloth and some rock wool insulation. And it does great.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah, go ahead.
I've always wondered this because your videos like always seem to be super well lit. And do you have any kind of lighting in there? Or you're not using mono?
No, I do. I have a ring light set up. A really just cheap ring light. And so I don't know if it's well lit. It's just brightly lit.
You're lit. You are lit.
I'm so lit.
Yeah.
Yeah, so behind me is just a
curtain. You gotta get like a bookshelf of curios or something cool.
Well, see, I want to show off some like album artwork, some stuff that I've done, some stuff from the Greg Cody show, since I do a lot of the designs there, and maybe hang a guitar or two behind me, and I've got some ideas, but so that's what's on the way. What I've been up to, Lou and I hung out back around Christmas time.
Lou!
That was fun. Lou came over and had dinner. Then I bought some Girl Scout cookies from him, or from his daughter.
I love the idea of like Lou just having Girl Scout cookies in his trunk at all times to sell to people.
But I have not been working on any new original music, though. I've had ideas, but haven't really put much time into it because I've been doing Levitard and Greg Cody show stuff, which I love, but I do want to get to moving more of my own songs again. I did the one Travis Kelce song, but that's still show related. But what about you? I know you've been piecing together some album music.
I have for a long time. It's been percolating, and I've just been really sitting with it for some time because I don't think anyone's really anticipating it, except for maybe you, right? So like, I want to get it right.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I've had some songs for like a few years, and some of them have just more recently come to light. So yeah, I probably have like an album's worth of stuff if I really just kind of buckle down and finally get to a place where I'm like, okay, I can step away from the canvas now and be satisfied with it, because eventually I'm gonna have to get there and learn when to walk away. But a lot of my artistic bandwidth over the last year and a half plus has been taken up with opportunities to do songs commissioned by Emmy Award-winning Billy Corbin. That's actually what he makes everyone call him, is Emmy Award-winning Billy Corbin. Yeah, for Because Miami.
Hello, Mr. Award-winning Billy Corbin.
Emmy Award-winning. That's the important
part. Is that how he's listed in your phone?
Yeah, actually, that is how he's listed in my phone. Truthfully, though, he's such a joy to work with, and it's funny how he gets ideas, because he will call me at like the most random times, and he knows that he can, because I will always answer, but he'll be like, just get so mad at something down there locally, as he often does, and he'll be like, Streeter, we have to roast these people immediately. But yeah, no, listen, I've been incredibly blessed with that particular opportunity, and it's the gift that keeps on giving. I keep working with them, and they keep asking for stuff, and I'll keep doing it till the well runs dry. But I gotta say, and I gotta be careful with this, because I'm probably pooping where I eat here, but I generally love doing just regular Levitard show songs more.
Well, your Billy Corbin songs for Because Miami are usually dealing with fairly serious stuff. It's making light of it, or joking, or casting a joking light on to something serious to call used as criticism and such.
Yeah, for sure.
But it's not as fun as Frank O'Harris. You know?
No, and it's not as fun as making the OPP.
A Go PP, right, yeah. About David Samson, right? And that's the way it's supposed to be, though. The main show stuff is supposed to be more fun than Because Miami. The main show is much more fun to listen to than Because Miami.
Yeah, that's true. But, I wouldn't have had this opportunity, which has been so tremendously amazing, If I hadn't been making all kinds of content for free for the Dan Le Batard Show with Stu Gatz, not unlike you, and yeah. I wouldn't have had, you know, those opportunities if it wasn't for you to begin with, you know?
So, any other ways you would like to praise me?
All of the ways. In all of them, I will praise thee.
Hell yeah. Yeah, so I've been able to do more stuff for the show. I'll get ideas sent to me. Hey, can you make this happen? And it's been a nice challenge because there's been a good mix of, like, a lot of it's been original stuff. It's been less parody, even if it's just a little jingle. And that's been really, really fun to work out and try to do. The Wrong Song stuff, I sent in, I think they played three different things from it. But I sent in five or six. One of them was like five different versions, you know, of the same thing, just with different voiceovers. But that never got used. So we actually just, I rewrote that into an old sounder that they're going to use from time to time whenever they want to highlight the fact that they're feeling old. Yeah. And so that's cool.
Yeah, it is cool. You know, it's interesting because I look at your output recently and I feel like they've really been putting you outside of your comfort zone with the things they've been asking you to do.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think in a million years you'd have thought you would ever do like a Barry Manilow parody.
Yeah, Puka Nakua is
Nakua. And that's been huge. Like, people have like been obsessed with that, and I think it speaks to the original too, but you get a great
I did
job
not even writing and getting Greg to record that, I did not think it would take off the way it did, but it just absolutely exploded. I loved it.
Oh, I loved,
you know,
it too.
I laughed the whole time making it and everything. And the rhyme, this quarterback is not named Tua, is ridiculous, and the yeah is stupid and ridiculous, but it just took off. It was and so, you know, ride that one into the sunset. That's something I've done since we recorded a series episode. I won a Suey, damn it.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
That's right. Long overdue, by the way. Long overdue. But also, I just think it's funny that Christopher will be like, hey, do this Lizzo Zog for me.
Right. That was yesterday. Yeah. Luckily, he had already written it. I didn't have to write any lyrics. So he actually wrote that. And so
lyrics.
Yeah. I modified a couple of them. But
I just assumed that he was like, here's my idea, chop chop.
That's how most of them usually are. But this one, he's like, hey, I actually have lyrics, here's the doc. And I was like, okay, make this easy on me, this is great. And he was like, he said, maybe I'll try to record it. And then he realized, like, no, you just do it. I'm like, all right,
man, I want to hear him do one. Make him do one. You make Greg do them all the time.
But yeah. So my kids, they just earned their second degree black belt. That's something else that's happened.
Wow. That's right. Yeah. You guys are big Taekwondo people and have been.
But for now, it's about to end. They're done pretty much. They're going to last through, I think, July when they have their official ceremony. But this past Saturday, they passed their second degree test.
Well, what about Mrs. Bunk? I know that she's been doing it for a long time too.
She was working toward her third degree and then she broke her foot back in November, I think. Yeah, it was in November. And so she's just like, I think I'm kind of done.
Mm.
And, you know, and that's okay.
Look, man, when you break bones, I mean, especially ones where you have to use them every day and you have to distribute weight. I mean, not that Jane has a ton of weight to redistribute between her feet.
Keep on digging, Andrew.
You know, I'm doing great. I'm doing a good job here. No, man, but especially, look, when you get past 40, man, your bones just don't heal the same way anymore.
It's still having trouble healing all the way. Like, when we went to Disney a few weeks ago because Penny sang in a national competition there with her chorus class.
Mm.
And they won. They won first place in their category. They won first place all around as best middle school there. Like, so best in show on top of everything. So, like, that was awesome. Like, yeah, Jane's foot was bothering her pretty good. And, I mean, and the doctor said she's clear to do stuff, but it's still not quite all the way healed all the way back together. And so, yeah, it's going to bother her still until it finally just heals up. But, yeah, we just heal slower as we get older. And so watching Penny perform was just like I mentioned this on the Greg Cody show, but seeing her perform and perform well with the group that they've got, they are so good, and that their chorus teachers are just incredible. The way they're able to get the most out of those kids, and they challenge them. They don't play down to their age. You know, they scale them up and make them, you know, stretch themselves, and that's, it's just, it's awesome. just to hear the music that they're singing, it's like opera. I mean, like, I understand, you know, growing up as a kid, I would have never understood how opera could make somebody cry, how it could draw that emotion out. But, like, you know, as I've gotten older, I've seen it. And now to see my kid do that, it's tremendous. It was just, I don't know, just a really great weekend. First time at Disney World, not first time at Disney Parks, but first time at Disney World. And that was a neat experience to go to. And then my idiot ass thought the Epcot Center was just the Sphere. And so there's that.
You forgot.
Mark sent me a message earlier this week, and he says, "You dummy." And I was like, "What?" And he says, "Epcot." I'm like, yep, the dumbest of dummies ever.
Honestly, so. I think it's kind of pure. You thought it was just the Sphere.
I thought it was inside the Sphere. Yeah, I thought it was all an indoor park inside the geodesic sphere that is, what is it called? Spaceship Earth?
Spaceship Earth.
Luckily, I didn't get sunburned too bad. I did get a little sun, but I didn't put any sunscreen on, or I didn't have my sunglasses with me. And then we start walking around, and I was like, what do you mean this is all outdoors? You know, I didn't even go in. I did not even make it in Spaceship Earth.
Hey, remember when we had our little meeting before we recorded and you were like, we're not going to talk about Disney World at all on this episode?
Yeah, I do. Well, there'll be more later, more detail.
That's kind of what I wanted to lay out here. So, like, you know, the future of the show, you know, the format, you know, how do you want to,
yeah,
how so do you want to do it? The whole the reason past, I,
in the past, I've done most of the legwork, because that was your agreement to do the show. You're like, when I was like, you want to do a show? You're like, do I have to do anything?
Correct.
And I was like, at the time I was like, I'll take care of all the production. And which was great for me because it was a big learning curve but was great to set me up for what I'm doing now. But then once I started, you know, having my time split with the Greg Cody show, I was like, we don't get paid to do this show. We don't have all the listeners to be able to demand advertisers yet. And that's okay. I still loved doing the show, but it was like, But still loved doing the show, but it's just the time was so strapped that I was like, I can't put in all this work for free anymore. I mean, and you know better than anyone else outside of myself, I was putting a lot of work into the show because I'd change up the theme song I'd re-record a new version of the theme song for a lot of our topics sometimes. I think there's probably five or six different versions out there. And I loved doing that because it stretched my creative muscles and I was at, you know, but like I just was running out of time. And so we tried doing this a while ago where you were like, okay, you'll take over as the EP and start doing all the editing and stuff. We just weren't ever able to get it on the ground. You were in a difficult place at the time. And so we've taken this break, but if I were to presume, you've gotten your feet back under you.
Sure.
Correct. At least mostly.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd say so. Sure.
Yeah. And so, I'm excited to try this. Andrew is now going to take over the main like editing duties and a lot of the creative decisions and things like that. So what do you see? What do you want to see? What have you been thinking about as far as the direction of the show?
Be afraid. Be very afraid. I'm the captain now. No, listen. Okay. I think one of the things, so I want to try to keep it like pretty tight. I don't know, maybe like 30 minutes max. People have a lot of things to listen to, and like, I'm not ruling out any long form stuff. I love the things that we've done in the past that have been multiple part episodes and things.
That's
like
also
that.
What you said before we started the show almost 4 years ago, and all of our episodes ended up being about an hour, which was fine with me.
And I'm fine with it too. But I, at the time I was thinking, okay, this is going to give us an ability to maybe, you know, do like two a week.
Right.
Right. But who has time for that? Right.
I mean, it took us four tries, I think, to even do the first episode, if I remember right. There was at least two tries before we got the final version of the first episode, but we recorded.
Quibi!
I think, yeah, oh gosh, Quibi. Still at 99 listens. It still is not, the yes, maybe no Quibi line is still not broken 100 yet.
Keep it there, guys. Keep it there. Don't go back. Don't listen to it.
We were almost attempting to be the Quibi of podcasts, even though there are plenty out there that do that, that do 10-minute quick hits.
I wanted to be timely and I wanted to be topical because I knew that they were going down soon. I had a feeling they were. Mm-hmm. And they did.
Yeah.
So quickly that nobody had time to digest it or think about what it was.
They had freaking Kiefer Sutherland doing a fugitive TV show, man.
Yeah. No, they had like some names. They had like a lot of money behind it and it was a huge swing and a miss. I don't think Katzenberg.
Katzenberg.
This Katzenberg. Well, he don't think he you know, ever fully recovered from it.
No.
But you know, rest his soul. Rest his soul. So I do want to do a couple more different. Sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
I got a couple different ideas. Every week, you know, segment wise, we're gonna keep a lot of we're gonna keep the classics. We're gonna keep Who Needs to Go to Hell. Obviously, we do that at the top because that's just what we do.
We go to hell.
As necessary. Yes, every week you come here to go to hell. And we air our grievances. So that's, you know, we're going to do that. Our little petty grievances. Because people love that. I also want to do, like, occasional, like the episode, I think we did a couple different, like, experimental type, you know, episodes.
Like what?
We did band camp, like band camping.
Okay, yeah. I haven't gone band camping in a long time, but I like that concept. It was fun.
Yeah, Band Camp Friday is coming pretty soon.
And I actually would like write those, and I those are actually like mostly scripted episodes, which was a different take, like trying my hand at writing a script. So that was interesting.
Totally. I'd also like to do, like, you know, album deep dives, you know.
We've got the 30th anniversary of Definitely Maybe coming up later this year, so stay tuned for an Oasis episode, I know.
We will definitely maybe do that. Yeah. I don't know. I basically want to keep the show exactly the same as it's been doing it. It ain't broke. Why we got to fix it? The only thing that has to change is that we got to do it more.
Right. I agree.
I'm just spitballing here. Honestly, dude, the only reason I wanted to record, I just wanted to hang out with you today.
Yeah. And look, you know? that's going to be the best part about this whole thing. I also do look for, I think we'll probably bring on some old friends. Pam Splaining was fun.
Pam.
I love talking to Pam.
Pam,
having
Pam.
Her on, getting Jeanette back on. Just some of our friends from the Lauer After Hours group, talking with them occasionally, having Pal back.
Jeanette, like, the best a man can
outside
get.
Of Jeanette's episode, those were all episodes we did separate of each other because one of us couldn't make the recording or something. And so it'll be nice to do those with all of us again and pick a topic that way.
Remember when we reeled in some like big guests?
We did. Marty, but the thing is, Marty Smith and Chris and Greg, those episodes are not our most listened to episodes anymore. I think Now and Then is our most listened to episode, which surprised
That's
me.
Crazy.
I hadn't looked in a long time. And then I just pulled up the app the other day and I was like, oh, wow, that's very, very interesting. So that's cool. I mean, like, without even really doing much publicizing our pod for a long time, we picked up some listeners. So hopefully they stick around, and whoever subscribed to our feed is still subscribed, and we'll give us a chance as we get into more entertaining content than simply, hey man, what have you been up to? But that was my idea. I'll own that.
You're good. Okay, no, here's what we're gonna do.
Okay.
Every week we're gonna pick a topic.
Okay.
And then we're gonna stay with it until it's finally time to ask, is it the best?
Yeah. I mean, you mean just basically do yes, maybe no?
Oh, you mean to do the show?
Let's do the show. Yeah, maybe we should do that. So next week, stay tuned. We will do the show. But until then, thank you all
for
listening.
Was this the best?
Is our lives the best? So thank you for all for listening. You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Yes Maybe No Pod. You can follow me on Twitter at YetiBlanc_.
You find me at Andrew_.
Still got that underscore that annoys you so bad.
Oh my gosh. Don't even get me started. That guy in Australia, he hasn't even like, I know he's seen the message. I know he's seen it. I found him on LinkedIn.
I sent him a message. LinkedIn message.
And I know he's seen it.
Give me
he
the
handle.
He
has not responded.
Get rid
he
of
must
the handle.
Give it to me. He's got to give it up eventually. Oh, here's another thing I want to add real quick. Sorry.
Go for it.
Like a recommendations kind of segment, you know? Things we've been paying attention to media-wise, consuming music, TV, movies, books, etc. Things that we're watching and consuming lately. Like, what have you been doing, you know, outside of work, watching-wise?
You right now? You want me to answer that right now?
Yes, please.
Not a damn thing, man. Like,
oh, wow.
Like, I can't even tell you the last time we sat down and watched something that was not with the kids. It's been a while. Like, we've gone on more dates than we have watched shows in the last several months, which is very flip-flop from what it was.
I mean, that's cool.
Yeah, yeah. Like,
that
I'm
cool.
I want to be more intentional about, like, not just because for so long we didn't have an easy babysitter situation. And now, you know, Penny's old enough. And so I'm like, okay, we need to take every advantage of this that we can, you know,
you absolutely just, should.
And just make sure we are going on actual dates. And because I love it, even if we're just getting dinner, I, you know, just love being able to have some time that is set aside for dating time, not just we just happen to be out and we get some food. You know, hey, I want to take you on a date, lady.
Sure. Date your wife, dude. Date your wife.
And it's important. It's really important. It's something we've not done enough of. And
sure. But like, is there any like new music or podcasts or anything that you've gotten into lately that you've been burning on?
I've started getting into Bleachers. That started a couple of years ago, but like I, you know, spent a lot of time this year listening to them. They've got a new album out, and so I've been diving into that. New podcasts, not anything really new. Up and Vanished is out with a new season, and while I find Payne Lindsay perplexing, he does good work, but nothing else super new. Just still the same like 85 shows that I've always listened to. What about you?
Man, I've really been enjoying Shogun on FX. Shogun.
Okay.
If you want to understand some of the references from the Levitard show today, when Tony was like, Operation Crimson Sky, that's from Shogun.
That's from Shogun?
Listen, it's, all right. It's imagine feudal Japan.
Resistance is feudal.
There you go. Honestly, it's the best show on TV right now. It is.
Wow.
Full okay. Stop. I absolutely believe that. And... yeah, it's only 8 episodes. It's a limited series. Absolutely gorgeously shot and unbelievably performed. Powerhouse performances, incredible writing. I can't sing enough of its praises. It's really great.
Oh, what's that Brie Larson show? Is it called Lessons in Chemistry?
Yeah, that's on Apple TV. Apple's been doing some good stuff lately.
We did watch that one, and I really enjoyed her performance there. The storyline is... moderately compelling. Like there's some neat elements to it that I really enjoyed, but her performance was astounding, and that's what kept me watching. Was like she really drew me into that character, and everybody on that show was really, really good, and so that's what kept me watching. So we did watch that, but even that was I think December. So yeah, we haven't watched anything in a
Ooh,
while.
Also recently on Apple TV Plus is a Steve Martin 2-part documentary.
Okay.
It's really, really, really good. It's not like a typical documentary format.
I heard that there was a Steve Martin documentary on Apple TV Plus.
Yep.
That just recently came out. It's 2 parts, I think.
Yep. 2 parts.
Well, thank you all for tuning in. once again, now let's end the show for the second time and put you out of your misery.
I'm
but
sorry.
No, we'll be back with our normal topical style episodes next week, unless we decide to do the same thing we've done the last few times we've tried to restart.
We won't. We will not.
But you can
I'm committed.
Find us at Yes Maybe No Pod on Twitter and Instagram. Find Andrew at @AndrewStreeter_ and find me on Twitter at @YetiBlanc_. But until next time, was this the best? Yes, maybe no. Was this the best? Yes, maybe no.
Yes, because I got to see you. Ow. Ow.
It was for me.
It's fun. Was it a good for you too?
I've had better.
Listen to Yes, Maybe No. Subscribe, download, rate, and review wherever fine podcasts are sold. Or downloaded.